Welcome to the KLMJ Midday Program. Midday is a segment that airs each Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at this time on 104.9 KLMJ and features news and information from our area extension offices. Midday is proudly aired as a public service of KLMJ FM.
Good afternoon and welcome to today's Extension Report. On the phone, we are joined by Eric Weave, Farm Management Specialist with ISU Extension. The topics for today, current markets as it relates to corn and soybean prices, all that. And also, we talk about a program coming up here as well. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us, and I guess I'll let you kind of take it from here.
Hey, thanks for having me. So as we kind of think about where we're at market-wise, right, this week we'll finish out discovering the crop insurance risk prices for this particular growing season. And so we should have a good number to work with in that regard. And of course, here in just a couple weeks following that, we'll have to be making our crop insurance decisions for the 2026 growing season. Just encourage producers to start, if they haven't already, those conversations with their crop insurance providers, because there have been some modifications and changes in subsidy rates and things. So people may make different crop decisions on the insurance side this year than they may have in previous years. And so something new to think about and visit with your crop insurance advisor there. So as we start to look, we're kind of getting to that peak time to maybe look to market some grain, right? Historically, the March through early June time period is a good time to price grain, whether we're talking old crop that we still have in storage or get some sales on the books if we haven't already for some new crop that we are looking to put in. And so, of course, we had our annual report from the 2025 production there in January. We saw a little movement in the March report there. Most recently, the USDA gave us our first initial look at what they anticipate 2026 to be, right? And so they're currently estimating fewer corn acres coming into 2026. Their current estimation is at 94 million acres, which would be about 5 million acres fewer than we ended up with in 2025. So I would also add that here in another month, we will get probably what I would consider a better look with our planting intentions report scheduled to come out at the end of March. That one comes from farmer surveys, and so that really is a good indication of what producers are anticipating to plant in this crop year. This 94 million acre that they released recently is just kind of that estimate. On the soybean side, we're looking to anticipate more acres in soybean than we had in 2025. We ended with about 81 million acres in 2025. The USDA is expecting that to increase somewhere around 85 million acres. And so those are certainly important to know because that's kind of our initial look at what supply might be. And so as we think what might move the markets for both corn and soybeans, our carryout stocks are certainly ample. And so anything that could positively or negatively impact supply in our current situation are going to be the things that move our grain markets. And so kind of keep an eye on that. If you're wondering what might move some markets, it's likely to be some production issues, whether it's South American soybean harvest or delayed planting with their second crop corn, or as we get closer to the Midwest spring planting season, some hiccups along those lines could cause markets to move accordingly, right? So active time of the year just to kind of be paying attention. Absence any of those changes, we're both kind of in a sideways trending pattern in corn. The last few weeks, we've gotten a good bounce in the soybean market off some potential trade impacts with China. And so if those come to fruition, that should be some good support in the soybean market. So if people haven't necessarily been making any sales into the soybean side, it may not hurt to consider looking into doing that. Again, either really with old crop bushels they might still have or some new crop bushels that they intend to produce. But like I said, just kind of an active time in the market. And so maybe freshen up those marketing plans and see if a sale is a good thing to reduce some of a producer's risk and take some of that off of the table as we go into the 26 production season.
And Eric, while we got you on, our last guest was Angie Reekins for the Wednesday segment. She talked about, you know, this snowfall that we had late last week could be beneficial. Mm-hmm. So I guess from your perspective, as we're nearing spring planting, meaning warmer temperatures, but as we near spring planting, how would that benefit the farmers as they head to the fields here in 2026?
Right. So what a week makes in a difference of weather, right? I would have thought about a week ago we might start to see planters come out of the shed and get worked on, and now we're back into to winter, right? But a lot of places, some frost I don't think was completely out of the ground, but the top few inches were at least not frozen, and so a good opportunity for a lot of this moisture that we did receive. Of course, it was a heavy wet snow, right? And so I think a lot of that moisture will be retained in the soil. And so any time that we can start a planting season with adequate moisture, I think that is a plus, right? And so should have likely, from what it looks like now, of course, we still got 6-8 weeks to planting time, but should have some good moisture to get those seeds off to a good start for 2026.
All right, very good. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate the time, and we will talk
Thank
in a
you.
Couple of weeks.
All right, have a good one.
All right, that's Eric Weave on today's Extension Report.